Parshas Vayigash. And I'd like to discuss an idea. We know that there is a Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, or Mashiach ben Yehuda. I want to understand, why is it that ultimately it's Mashiach ben Yehuda, Mashiach ben David, that we speak of that will be the ultimate Messiah, versus Mashiach ben Yosef? I'd like to discuss, using different examples, or just different mussar, how Yosef handled the particular situation, Yehuda, and also an idea from Yaakov Avinu of how to approach special areas of suffering or areas of where there's transgression, etc. So the first I would like to begin is discussion with Reb Chaim Mishmalovitz in Sichos Musar, which he delivered in 1972. So we see, V'lo yochlu echol anoso so kinevhalu miponov. Yosef turns to his brother and Yosef, and they weren't able, V'lo yochlu echol anoso, they weren't able to answer him. They were so embarrassed, nevhalu miponov. Perish Rashi mipnei habusha, because they were embarrassed. Amru Chazal. Amen Rav Shimon ben Eliezer, Oy lanu miyom hadim, Oy lanu miyom atochecha. Woe unto us, the yom hadin. Woe unto us when a person gives his tochecha. Yosef ketanim shal shvatim hoya. Yosef is the smallest of the shvatim, the smallest of the brothers. V'lo yochlu echav la'anos osokin nepalim yipanav. And they weren't able to answer him. So when the Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to come to us and prove to us on all of our different ma'asim, the different actions, al achas kama v'kama. Yesh lizbonim heicha hoisa tochacha b'dvaru sheYosef lecha. Where was the tochacha? What did he say to them that they were so embarrassed? V'harei lo omer lahem elu devar me'elu. Ani Yosef. Ha'od avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? U'miyad li achrav kesiv v'lo yochlu echov la'anos oso ki nepalu mipanav. And right after that, it says the brothers had nothing to answer. V'hainu shen yisbayshu b'mnei tochachoso. He didn't say anything to them. He didn't say, oh, do you remember these you guys? You're such tzaddikim. Didn't say anything. All he said was, Ani Yosef. Ha'od avichai, is my father still alive? Umikan nilmad mahi matuso shel tocha. This, what is the very essence of rebuke? Ki eina tochocha devrei kibushin musar. It's not simply that it's musr. It's not simply that they trap you. Kifisha on the regime lachshol, like we usually understand it. Ela tochecha hi hamadas ha'adam am tu'uzalo. You show a person his mistake. Umiyad kishemaker umodeh she'ta'as ha'biyada, when he realizes how great of an error his ways were. Hareza kibul tochecha. See, he was makabalit. Uchisha'oma lahem Yosef ani Yosef klomar ani achichem hakotan. Shemechartem mosila evan. I am your younger brother that you sold as a slave. Vaharei ani lefnechem melech u'moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. I am the king. I am like a king. I mean, it wasn't the melech, it was para, but I was a Moshe. I'm in control of all of eretz Mitzrayim. Ukechol divrei chalomos hashecholam, and all my dreams that I told you came true. Veharolahem sha'av shehem b'mechiroso, even though in their mind when they sold him la'abed la'eved niskavnu levatos chalomos, what would their kavana was to make sure the dreams didn't come true. Dafka mechirazu he shekirva es kiyam hachalom, that selling of me, of myself, of Yosef, al yada Allah kisem achuzo, through that action, I became king, melech. Mizeh nochachu ha'achim ladas. From here, the brothers realized ki to'os gedola hoisa b'yadam. What a great error they had. B'harichem es Yosef shelo k'roi. U'v'choshom ki masehim yachiku v'yivatlu is the var of they thought that this action, this was going to lead to destroying the dream, but just the opposite. B'yod shebamasi yedehem hen kirvo v'kimu es devarav. Zu hi atochacha gedola. This is the greatest rebuke. B'yosef l'roski nefchu p'neha devarav min haketza el haketza. To show them everything you tried to accomplish, just the opposite. Wasn't simply a dreamer. He was a prophet. What is the greatest tochacha? What is the greatest rebuke? What is the greatest musa for someone to hear? When you realize that your actions were for naught. Nothing. Nothing came out of it. And pumfarket. In fact, everything you thought that was going to happen, just the opposite happened. Umikan omer Rav Shimon ben Eliezer, oy lonu miyom hadin, lonu miyom atochecho. Oy, to us when we have the Yom HaDin from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shim kasher hakotan sheba'achem heminis achav ela emes. The smallest brother was able to show them the truth. Nigma busha. They became so embarrassed. Allah will show how your actions were so for no reason. Nothing came about of it. What did you thought? What did you think was going to happen? You wasted your life. You wasted this action. Al pi advarma elu navar is mamram zal. Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gedolo. What was Yitzchak? Why did he get so upset? What was the panic attack which he had? Admaod, Merashi says, Ra gehenim pesucha mitachtav. He saw the opening of the gates to hell. Vayomru chazal, Omer Rabbi Chama brachanina maod. Mecharada shechorad agabei hamizbeach. It is even greater. He was so petrified. He was so upset. Even greater, such a charada, greater than what he had when he was on the Akedah. Peir shahoyis acharedizu shayitza gedoli yosem and acharedizu shahoyis alo b'shashen nekar agabe mizbeach. He was more frightful at this moment than even when he was on the mizbeach and he was about to be killed. What caused him such a charada? Tzorach lomer shenizdada beregesh nisparer. Ki to'oz hoysa b'yado kol yomov barachoso es esa. When he realized it was all for naught. All for nothing. Ki ad ata hayasavar kli esa megiyos habrachos. He thought that esa deserved it. He was so wrong. Hine lepeta niskalsa lo demusa wa mita shalesav. Shegehenem pesucha lo mitata. He realized, Esav, what his destiny was. V'yakav hu aroi lebrocha, rega zeh shal amita, ala to'os hamishreshes as lo zaman rav. What is rebuke? What is the most difficult rebuke? When you realize ultimately that your actions were for nothing, it accomplished nothing. Look at where you are. Look what you thought you were doing. What a waste of time. Nothing. The ometama shadavahu. Ki hatoz eina bedato visforaso shala adam gurida. It's not simply this mistake. That the svara of the man, Elisha Adam Shachai Bataz, when a man lives a life of mistake. Hari Alpi Taz Zo Michalkel, who has called myself Yom and Rabbin, it confuses and mixes up so much of his life. Ubiskalas Hataz Omdim the Negan Eni Adam, Kol Masav, when he realizes that Taz. that mistake, that all of his actions, v'chol pa'ulasav, v'chol v'hu lada she'enem kshura, v'ein lo bosha v'charada gadola me'elu. It's like, oh my God, what did I do with my life? I threw it away. V'hu ma she'amru chazal, v'chishayabo kadosh baruch hu v'yochia kol echad v'echad. L'fi ma'asav al achas kama v'kama, when kadosh baruch hu shows every single mitzvah that you did in your life, L'fi ma'asav, haynu sh'atochocha hi b'mer sh'yira adam's ma'asav, when a person realizes his error, ein behem mamish, his actions had nothing, no accomplishment. B'chol ma'ash niskavim la'asos b'ma'asav, b'chol tachlos b'hulosav, havel v'rik. You realize that all that you were trying to accomplish is nothing. Oy la oso busha. Ulachen yosa mema oy la miyom hadin hu oy lana biyom atachava. Not simply the fact that you're being judged because you did something wrong, but when you realize what you did something wrong accomplished nothing. Ubi emes yodeya adam ki harbe min amasim sha'osa v'chele godom ipulasov. We know many things that we do and not correct. But he has in mind to do it for this purpose, another reason. But he realizes that these ideas, what he was trying to do, since he thinks that that ba'ula, that result, is a necessary evil that I have to do what I'm doing. Ach oiloi b'ra'oso ki ma'asa l'hovi w'satachel shekim lo. So how much when you realize what you thought you were going to accomplish didn't accomplish anything. U'ma'asha nishalo hu ha'ma'asa b'vad. All you have is this act. Ha'ma'asa she'af l'dato en ha'gun v'en ro'yo. And even you realize that when you did that action, what were you doing it for? You did it for a purpose. You did it for a certain result. So it's as if your entire essence is filled with embarrassment. What were you selling Yosef for? The Vata Chalamosav. Let's see what's going to happen with his dreams. And when they saw, the Ramban says, Shaloha ila mechir levatos chalamasov sheyosef nisha hamaisim lo tachlis. So what you did, you sold, you accomplished nothing. That was the great tochacha that Yosef. Ani Yosef. That's all he had to say. I am Yosef. Look where I am. And that was the great embarrassment. They realize their actions, their life. How many years has this been? What they did to the family, what they did to Yaakov Avinu. Accomplished nothing. What a waste. In the Sefer of the Chamudei Daniel, writes as follows. When Yosef tells his brothers, Hochiach osam ba'ofen kosha. How is that? But Lashon says, "Vayomi Yosef lechov ani Yosef adin yichai," and they couldn't answer. Isa b'medrash. But we just said, "Oylana miyom hadin, oylana miyom atachacha." What was it? V'hikshu kol mefarshim. Where do you see a shemet shatachacha? Harehu lo omer lehem ella ani Yosef ha'od avichai. V'od. Afilun yesh kan remes and azifa nisteres heich shayeches ho'asham azu. What is this? So the base halevi. Yosef dober salavetchik. The great grandfather of the Rav. Shedivra Yosef nemru miyah le'achash asiyim Yehuda lahasper keitzer avihim lo yeh mesuga lespol es avadas binyamin bin ahayok. When did he say this? Yehuda. Yehuda stands up and he says, I can't allow this to happen. He tells no story. I can't do this to my father. And it says, "V'haya kir also ki ein anaru meis v'horidu avadecha shiva savadecha avina biyagon sheila." It will destroy our father. Al kein hin darshim she Yosef yishachre also miyad mitoch hashavi. He's, I thought, so this king, this heartless king, he's going to let us go for this speech. Vim lav harei muchanim letzeisum lochama kadei lagolo. And if not, then we will fight. We will start a war. Bi'ala digma hazo shel achva v'regishas ha'shalom avihim. And now they were showing their love, their devotion to their father. Hochiach osam Yosef. Really? Ani Yosef. Ha'od avichai? Kloma levi divreichem heich yochol avichem lichyos ad atom erot saro. So tell me, how was your father able, or our father, able to survive all these years? 17 years. How was he able to survive without his son Yossi? V'gam ani Yossi b'no ha'ahuv, shekevar ne'eva mimenu lifnei harbe shanim. Didn't bother you with me. U'bedevarim elo nitman b'rema she'elo gedola u'stir l'chol d'vrehem. This question that he asked them, and Yosef, Odovichai, is my father still alive? Everything that he wanted to say, they understood everything. Nothing, he didn't have to spell it out to them. They realized it. They realized how hypocritical they were being at this moment. Bitocha vikua shehine kol ta'anosav she Yehuda. His basasu al tsaro she Yaakov she yigrum lo b'lekichas ben Yamin. Everything that Yehuda was saying, he was trying to show how devastating this would be to Yaakov Avinu by taking Binyamin. V'kosho aleihem she'im em kol kach mechuyavim mesurim l'rechshos avim b'tachlis ha'achba. If indeed you are those type of people who are so worried, concerned about your father, heichem lo chashishu l'zeh. Why don't you worry about this before? Gam b'mechirasu she Yosef, shehoisem etoch, onochiyas u'betzora karo adrisha. How did you allow Yosef, how did you allow me to be sold? Ve'echar nevhalu. They became so embarrassed, they realized, oh my God, how hypocritical we are. How did we do this? It shows that they were, it's more than what Reb Chaim was saying. It's more than what Reb Chaim was saying, that to show the fact that your actions were for naught, but to show that you are such a hypocrite within yourselves, you're not true to who you are. Zeu shesim hamedra shebiyom hadim tiyatochecho kizos. V'chol echa kefi ma shehu. That's the great tochacha, to show that you're not true to whom and who you are. Everyone always thinks. They have a terrace of an answer for why he did this. What do you want? I can't afford to get stuck. I have so many other issues. I got to take care of my children. Really, all this money you threw out on this vacation, on this house, this fancy car, whatever it is, you threw so much money in all these other things. You could have afforded more in Stadaka. Kidei lahasik eizo taiva hasura o mamin shakavod umadu beesak haveira lo atru kushi haparnasa v'nista b'zen. Here you see the terrors v'yugdol onsha b'kflayim. It gets even worse. We're able to show you could have accomplished so much, but what did you do? Your own selfishness. V'cheinu binyanei lima Torah asha harbein anoshim pochim atzma mechiv alimud. so many people. I don't have time to learn. Betana shesichla mutvam einu muchshal lishko belimer haTorah lahasiga. It's not for me. I don't have the mind. I don't understand Gemara. I don't understand Chumra. I just don't have the zitzvah to sit and listen and to learn to listen to shiurim or read this or read that. It's just not for me. When you see though how he's able to handle all the other aspects of his life, isn't it so true? It's so often when a person, I never have time to learn. I'm so busy doing something else. The answer is you do have time. You do, and you're not using your time properly. For whatever reason, you're not using your time properly. I always find some people, and they say to someone, they heard that they watch TV, or they're watching a movie, and they say, watch this and watch this, and it's always the same person, the same type of people. Oh, I don't know how you have time. I don't have time to do all these things. How do you have time? I'm so busy. And you turn to the person and you say, let me ask you, you're so busy. How much do you have time to learn? They never have time to learn, but they have time to, so busy doing nothing. It's just so busy. There's always something they have to do. But a person, sometimes a person, yeah, he watches TV, he goes to a movie, he goes this and that, but he's able to work in his time. He takes time off. Whatever, that's his time that he needs. Then he finds another time to learn. Everyone has time to accomplish if you manage your time correctly. This is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pshat from the Malbim. The lashon of the pasuk. Don't be upset. Don't be upset at yourselves. Because this is the reason I had to come here to build, but trying to save you to save the world. But the Malbim points out, he uses the words, the Lashon Tis'atzvu, Vayagam Yichar. When else did he use these words, this wording? He spoke with exactness. Shemus Karm Kavar Parshas Vayishlach Binin HaMaisa Shal Hatzal Dino Miyachem. It's the same. The same lashon he used with Dina, with Shimon v'Levi, u'bnei Yaakov b'omen asada k'shamim v'yasatzvu ha'nashim v'yichal lahem od kinefla nevela also b'Yisrael l'shachev z'bas Yaakov v'chein lo yaseh. The exact same wording that came back when they heard, they're so upset at Yaakov. How could you do this? How could you allow this to happen? U'b'sefer birchas Yitzchak. He explains it. Yosef Bocha Dafka Belashonel to be to Yemelu. He Dafka used these words. Kidei Lochiach as Echa Veloma. Shatam Hariga Shimon Velevi is called Anshe Shechem. Kidei Lochiach as Dina Hoyezem Yishim Sherotel Hagenes Achusam Ben Yaakov. Why did you do this? You wanted to protect your sister. Vimkein Amayhem Lochashishu Lezeh. So if that's true, why didn't you were concerned about your brother Yosef? Kishahadava Nogali Yosef Shehu Gamkein Ach Lehemu Ben Yaakov. And that was the Mahusa Tochacha Shehochiach Yaakov Shimon Belevi Beso Chayev. And that's why in the end, that was the Tochacha of Yaakov. That's why he cursed them. Shimon Belevi Achim Klei Chomas Mechartem. What is he going to say? Perish Rashi. Keep the apam harkoishi with your anger. Elu chamor anshishchem uberetzonam akrushari. What did you do in your rot zone? You were oker. You were uprooting a shor. Who's the shor? Yosef. Rotzu laakor is Yosef shenikra shor. Why was Yaakov? You weren't so concerned. Now I see in the end. Explained so beautiful because you go into Parshas Vayishlach. He doesn't curse them at that point. He only curses them later on in Parshas Vayichi. Because in Parshas Vayichi, he realized, your Maisa in Parshas Vayishlach wasn't so l'shem shemayim. If you really were concerned about your sister, if you were really concerned about family unity, if you were really concerned about protecting members of your family, you never would have let this happen to Yosef. And that's also what the Siach Shaul also says, that in the beginning, Yaakov wasn't against so much the kin of Shimon the Levi. Only later on when he saw, when he realized they weren't so true when it came to saving Yosef, that's when he cursed them. So first we have this idea of Yosef. And what does Yosef do? Yosef doesn't use words. He just simply says, doesn't give him a whole mussar shmooze. He just points out to them the utter hypocrisy of their lives. He points out to them the wastefulness of their life. That's what Yosef tells them. There's another idea, and we'll bring this all together after this. There's another beautiful, beautiful idea from the Eish Kodesh. This is written in December of 1939. And the reason why I always mention, because the Sefer of Eish Kodesh, the Tzaddik of Tzaddiks, these are different parshios, different rushes which he gave inside the Warsaw Ghetto. And you see the development of, he doesn't really describe what's going around about him, but his purpose is to give hope to all of the individual, all of the Jews who are there with him. Vayipol atzavorei Binyamin Echav. So when Yosef meets Binyamin, he falls on his neck. Vayef uBinyamin bocha al tzavarav. They're both crying on each other's necks. Upeirush Rashi shal hamikdasha shatidim hiyos bechalkeim b'dicharav bachu. Rashi quotes the Medrash. What were they crying about? Not the fact they haven't seen each other. The Churban Habayis, which is inside the property of them. V'navina hagam be'echoksev v'yinashek l'chol echov. We know that in the end, Yosef also, they're crying, they kiss each other. Doesn't say that they were crying about the Churban Habayis. When it says mitzvahs lav lihanas ninu perish Rashi ela leol atzavarehem nesnu. What are mitzvahs for? It should be a yoke. It should be a burden. Zeh haremesh abachal ol hamitzvos hasar b'shas hachurban. What were they crying? In fact, the fact that the people were going to throw off this yoke. Al ken kol ish Yisrael yesh ol b'tzavaro. Shekizos u'kizos muchrachu la'asos b'torah u'mitzvos b'chol yom. There is a yoke that every person has to do, the mitzvahs daily, gam makshiv al sov, v'diburav hiyu b'kedusha. Their thoughts and their words have to be with holiness. V'afilu b'shar shiyesh lo minias gam kein, mischazek b'shvil ha'ol shebetzavaro. And when there were such difficult times, when you find it so difficult to be observant, even then you have to be mischazek. Masha ein ken kishabah eis churban shahatzaros misgabros mod. When the churban comes and the sadness, the difficulty, the tragedies overtakes you, b'chol kodesh mi Yisrael nechara chas v'chalila, and all holiness seems to have been destroyed. They throw everything off. Magudel hatzar b'vashiborim. Understandably, but with such great pain, they They just can't. They can't. Their religious, their spirituality is dried up. The Azer Bachu Zer Azer Tzabarehem Shebishvash Shebishas Achurban Lachem Be'echov Shaloksiv Shenaflo Tzabarehem. But not by the brothers. That's not what they were concerned about. This is what Yosef and Binyamin were concerned. V'zeh haremes, and this is the hint. Gam hola b'yosef shenafal atzavaro shel Yaakov. What happened over here? Yosef also fell on the neck of Yaakov. V'yaakov lo nafal atzavaro shel Yosef, but Yaakov didn't fall on the neck of Yosef. Perish Rashi shekora kriyishma. He read Kriyashma. Vinoda Kushia Besifre Adoni Avi Mori. He's talking about his father, Loma Dafka Bashazu Kara Kriyashma. But Loma Lo Kara Yosef Kriyashma. Why does Yaakov go great? And why doesn't he not? Halafi Hanizgila El Kivan Shagam King Siva Yipolo Tsavara Maramis Gam King. Lahanizgila El Shayosi Bocha Ol Shabbat Savar. He cried with Yaakov. He said, I know what's going to happen in the future. I know about the Churban Abayas. I know about the great tragedy that's going to happen with Jews throwing off the yoke. Hainu Shi Yisrael Bom Ata Legalis Mitzrayim. The Eich Yikaimu Ol Hamitzus Asher Bitzavarum. What are they going to do? Look at Yosef. Let me stop here for a second. What is missing in the leadership role of Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik can recognize a person's life, his ma'asim, is worthless. He can recognize the fact that an individual is a hypocrite. He can recognize the fact in the future to be under such pain and anguish they're going to throw off the old Malchus Shemayim. He understands all that. So Yosef HaTzadik. So what do you do about it? What's your answer to it? Where was Yosef? How is he going to change them? You gave them good tochacha. You're right. But now what? What is the purpose of pointing out and destroying a person's entire life, if not to rebuild it, if not to help them? V'hera lo Yaakov Avinu kriyishma poshet b'mesiras nefesh. And Yaakov says, yes, I know. What is the answer? Greater emuna. Reestablishing your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'gam ki isa b'sefer HaKodesh Ma'or v'shemesh, she'isha omer baboka kriyishma ki tikuna, oz avudaso as Hashem shebechol hayom ola ki tikuna. Whatever Yaakov was saying, I know, but the answer is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Similar to what we said earlier about Yehuda. So start again. Show greater emuna. Don't give up. There's an amazing Tosefta in Brachos in Perek Dalet. In Tes Zayin it says, Omer lehem, Rabbeinu, Omer lehem, Mipnei ma zocha Yehuda lemalchus. Why did Yehuda become the king? Omer lo meisha hoda betamar mas. Because he admitted what happened with Tamar. Then he gives another Rebbe, gives a different answer. Om the Rebbe Kibim, Nei Mazocha Yehuda Lamachus, Bnei Shahoda Betamar, Hosifim Mei Asim and Asher Chachamim Yagidu Velo Kechadim Mei Vosechem. Why did Yehuda use the Malchus? Bnei Shahitilis Echov Min Hamisa. Because he acted at that point and he tried to save them. He tried to save Yosef Min Hamisa. It's not enough. But Minamisa Shinema Bayom Yehuda Lochov Ma Betza Kinerag. What are you going to gain by killing him? Sell him at least. And gives another reason because it's another. Another reason was Mibnei Shakida Shemosha Kadashbachu to Kisha Olu Shvatim Ba'omalayam. Another reason. When he came to the yams of his children, Nachshon ben Anidah will jump in. He accomplished, he did something. But I want to talk about the first, the Mipnei Shehoda with Tamar. The other answers speak to the fact it was the king because he just didn't sit back. His family understood that they had to do something. Take responsibility for your actions and then to act. But the first answer is given because Shehoda b'Tamar. So what? But I think Roy Yehuda in the end is Mashiach ben David. For two reasons. One is we spoke about it a few weeks ago. The whole idea that Yehuda at that moment when all is lost, he goes out to get married. When all is lost, when all is destroyed, after a churban habayis, what do you have to do? You pick up the pieces and you start again. You never give up. But the second idea of Yehuda, why is Yehuda who becomes Mashiach ben David, because there's a Yosef HaTzadik. This Yehuda is the Chote. David who was a Chote. When a person is perfect, he doesn't understand the imperfections of his children, of his followers. He doesn't understand the imperfections of his congregants, of the people that he's leading. Yehuda, on the other hand, was a Chote. He was able to look in the mirror and he was able to see what Yosef was saying to him. In Achinami. In Achinami. You're right. I was a hypocrite. In Achinami. Old Yosef, old Avichai, I was wrong. However, I recognize the fact that I made a mistake, and now I'm going to correct it. I'm going to do tshuva. We see this in David HaMelech. He never does vidui. It's amazing, minchas chinuch. Gemara explains that if a person says harei mekudeshesli, we know that maybe he did, and we know he's a rush. He said he did tshuva. He did tshuva, but where's his vidui? So therefore, what? It's an incorrect statement. So the answer, look at David HaMelech. He did tshuva with such an open heart. He didn't have to do vidui. He was able to pass it over. It was such an amazing bal tshuva. That's a leader. That's a leader who can understand the imperfections of someone else. Not to throw him away. Not simply to point out his imperfections. But then to teach him. Than to change him. And a person who went through that is the greatest teacher of them all. That's why I believe there's a Mashiach. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben David, and ultimately it's the Mashiach ben David that's going to take us into the Yemei HaMashiach. Because you need an individual to understand all of our imperfections, all of our desires, and all of the reasons of why we throw off the old Malchus Shemayim so often for not a good reason. We just find our ways. We go off the derech. We just do things. But the Rebbe, the real Rebbe, the leader, the Managador, is able to see the goodness in every individual and understand, yes, you have imperfections, and so do I. And so do I, and therefore I can tolerate the imperfections in you and to change you. It's like we live in a generation of the archival generation, where we make Gedolim into a certain edifice, a certain statue that just, you can never be like that. You can never be like this individual, so you give up. But no, the Mashiach ben David is a person who was a Chote, not a person who was absolutely perfect. Good Shabbos.